I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the newest episode of the 3DFFL. Guys, this is season 2, and this is week 1, the official week 1 episode. I can't wait to get into how everybody did this week. I can't wait to talk about how I did this week. I can't. I'm just kidding. I barely won, I think. Shout out to Miss Knox. Guys, it was a fun first week. It was an interesting first week. I saw a couple good matchups in there. I was involved in a good matchup, you know, for what that's worth. Dylan Turpin and Slimpoke Gucci both had a good game. Welcome to another episode. I'm glad to have you guys still here, if you're still here with us. I checked the results. 8 people, guys, out of the 10 people involved in this league went back and checked out the episode. So I appreciate you guys, the 2 of you who didn't get a chance to check it out. I advise you check it out, man. Get involved, get engaged, have fun with it. We plan on having fun this year. We plan on just, you know, this podcast is all around. We do a lot of stuff. We got a lot of things going. So that is just one of the very many aspects of our platform, guys. You know, there's so much stuff that we offer, we provide, and that we just want to get to. And we can only do it one thing at a time, one step at a time. So speaking of one thing at a time, one step at a time, let's talk about week 1 and let's talk about what happened. Week 1, I'm going to start with my matchup first. We had the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast taking on Nate Peterman's hot dog stand. I like that. Oh, okay, Miss Knox, shout out. I like the participation. I like their creativity. Shout out to everybody if you made the team name change. If you got involved with, you know, getting creative, having fun with it, shout out, man. We love interaction. We love when people engage and have fun. We love seeing people's personalities, you know, the uniqueness between different players. So shout out for that, Miss Knox. Unfortunately, I still had to lay the smack down on you. But we appreciate you joining. We appreciate you being a part of the experience. 111-94. I'm not going to lie, I was a little nervous going into that Monday night football game with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and then James Cook with the Buffalo Bills. And still, even without Aaron Rodgers, I almost lost it. You know what I'm saying? So the 3ND Signs of Sports Podcast moves to 1-0. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand drops to 0-1. The top performers for the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast was the top performer, the Dallas Cowboys defense, 35 points, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, a fumble recovery, a shutout, and a field goal block for 35 points. Number 2 on my roster was Mike Evans, surprisingly, with 18.6 points. Mike Evans, still doing his thing. Didn't know how I felt about drafting him. That makes me feel a lot better. To those of you who are listening, the 8 of the 10 of you that are, if you guys are interested in Mike Evans, I'm all ears. If you guys are interested in Derrick Henry, I'm all ears. If you guys are interested in Najee, George Kittle, Treylon Burks, you know, the only people untouchable on my lineup is the Cowboys defense. I also got Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields, so you guys just let me know. And I got the Patriots defense, who, as solid as they come, I'm basically saying I'm open for business. If you guys want to trade, if anybody's, you know what I'm saying, looking to make blockbuster moves, anybody trying to make little small trades, I'm here. So I guess we'll just do the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast at Jalen Hurts for 12.5, Derrick Henry 13.9, Najee Harris 5.3, CD Lamb 11.7, Mike Evans 18.6, George Kittle 4.9, Treylon Burks 4.7, the Dallas Cowboys defense 35, and Justin Tucker with 5 points. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, Miss Knox, had Pat Mahomes with 19.5, James Cook with 10.3, Isaiah Pacheco with 9.4, Garrett Wilson with 14.4, Deontay Johnson with 7.8. Tyler Higbee with 7.9. Rashad White with 6.9. The Jaguars defense with 13. And Daniel Carlson with 5 points. The two best kickers in the game, in fantasy football at least, going heads up this past week in week one. Justin Tucker, 5 points. Dan Carlson, 5 points. You know, a lot to be said about the fact that both of them won field goal, 2 extra points. Shout out to both of them. 111 to 94.24. The Signs and Sports podcast takes a win, advancing to 1-0. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand drops to 0-1. Next, we got Lions fan Team No Smoke, Keith Dyer, dropping to 0-1 against that team. Kenny Johnson advancing to 1-0. Kenny Johnson had Dak Prescott with 6 points, Austin Eckler with 26 points, Ramondre Stevenson with 14.9, Jalen Waddle with 11.8, DK Metcalf with 13, Darren Waller with 6.6, Amari Cooper with 6.7, the Ravens defense with 12 points, and Jason Myers with 7 points. That team, Kenny Johnson, 105.42 points, taking the win over Lions fan Team No Smoke, Keith Dyer, 99.54. Josh Allen, 9 points. Christian McCaffrey, 25.9 points. Kenneth Walker III, 10 points. Amon Ross St. Brown, 19 points. Chris Godwin, 10 points. TJ Hawkinson, 11 points. Jamal Williams, 7.2. The Dolphins defense with negative 1. And Young Wei Koo with 7 points. That was that team, Kenny Johnson, advancing to 1-0. Taking down Lions fan, Team No Smoke, Keith Dyer. In matchup number 3, we have the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. And we have Godfather 100. Darryl Brown Jr. advances to 1-0 with, I believe, the highest scoring, second highest scoring roster on the week with 131.2 points, taking down the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, 107.16. Godfather 100 had Justin Herbert with 20.8, Joe Mixon with 10, James Conner with 12, Tyreek Hill with 44.5, Devontae Adams with 12, Dallas Goedert with 0, Tyler Lockett with 3, the 49ers defense with 14, and the 49ers kicker Jake Moody, 14 points. Meanwhile, the Chosen One Terrence Pryor had Lamar Jackson with 6 points, Javonte Williams with 9.7, J.K. Dobbins with 11, Justin Jefferson with 24, A.J. Brown with 15, Pat Freiermuth with 7, T. Higgins with 0, the Jets defense with 20, and Tyler Bass with 13. Advancing to the next matchup, matchup number 4, we have Showtime Dallas Mary Williams, and we have Rub-A-Dub Chubb, Michael McMahon. Michael, thank you for changing your team name. Miss Knox, thank you for changing your team name. Kenny, thank you for changing your team name. Everybody that I asked if you could change your team name last year, thank you, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Team Gucci, I believe you're the one person, you're probably one of those two that didn't listen to the podcast, but hey, if you can get that team name changed, bro, it'll make a lot better for, you know what I mean, for me. It makes it fun. Rub-A-Dub Chubb takes on Showtime Dallas. Rub-A-Dub Chubb with the highest scoring lineup of the week, 138.6 points. Tua Tagovailoa with 27. Nick Chubb with 16. Jahmyr Gibbs with 8. Stephon Diggs with 26. Calvin Ridley with 24. Luke Musgrave with 8. DJ Moore with 4.5. The Commanders defense with 12. And Cameron Dicker with 12. That lineup fired, bro. Shout out. That lineup did its thing. Your defense, your kicker, both your receivers, your quarterback, and your running back one all did their thing. 138 points taking down Showtime Mary Williams, 85 points. Joe Burrow with 3 points. Josh Jacobs with 9. Aaron Jones with 26.7. Jamar Chase, 9.1. Debo Samuels, 11. Jake Ferguson, 3.1. Mike Williams, 8.5. Eagles defense, 11. And Evan McPherson with 3 points. So far, that's been the 4 matchups. Matchup number 5, game of the week. Who Wants to Smoke versus Team Gucci? 117.5, 116.3 with Who Wants to Smoke. Dylan Turpin taking the win, 1-0, and Team Gucci dropping to 0-1. Who Wants to Smoke had Trevor Lawrence with 17.7, Saquon Barkley with 9, Bijan Robinson with 20, Devonta Smith with 17.7, Chris Olave with 19.2, Evan Engram with 9.9, Alexander Mattison with 13.4, the Saints defense with 12, and Graham Gano with -2. Ooh, Graham Gano almost cost you that game, bro. I'm nobody to talk, but you might want to get rid of you might want to get rid of Graham Gano, because yikes, he almost cost you that week one. But shout out for pulling it out. 117.5 to 116.3. That was Trevor Lawrence 17.7, Saquon 9, Bijan 20, Devonta Smith 17, Chris Olave 19, Evan Engram 9.9, Alexander Mattison 13, the Saints defense 12, and Graham Gano almost kicking the game away with -2. Team Gucci had Anthony Richardson with the big week one debut in fantasy football, 20.9 points. Travis Etienne with 21. Miles Sanders with 11.8. Christian Kirk with 1.9. Michael Pittman Jr. with 23.7. Isaiah Likely with 1.4. Tony Pollard with 22.2. The Broncos defense with 5. And Harrison Butker with 8 points. That is the 10 teams that played here in week one. Those are the 5 matchups that occurred. Shout out to everybody that participated. We are going to move into what the final standings project. Actually, in zone 3, we have Godfather 100 and Who Wants to Smoke tied with that team, Kenny Johnson, for first place, all 1-0. And then we have Team Gucci and the Chosen One tied for 4th, 0-1. In Zone D, we have Rub-A-Dub Chub. We have Signs and Sports Podcast, both 1-1. And we have Lions Fan Team No Smoke, Nate Peterman's Hot Dog Stand, and Showtime Mary tied for 3rd place. Okay, guys, obviously it's early, right? Obviously it's way too early to make any sort of conclusions to, it's just too early. We're not able to make any sort of judgment by what has happened week one, other than the fact that I'm probably going to win it all because with my 110 points. Hey, all I know is I'm going to win it. I didn't get to tell you guys the first episode because I was busy, you know, getting everything out of the way, making sure I covered everything. But guys, I'm going to win it. You know what I'm saying? So you may as well take these 18 weeks. Enjoy the show. You know what I'm saying? join our Discord server. Clinch you a spot. You know what I'm saying? Save you a seat. And enjoy the rain. Because I won last year. I intend on winning this year again. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to make it happen. So I'm extremely excited to be here. I'm extremely excited to be able to hang out with you guys for, you know, the 30 minutes to an hour that I do every week, or for the last 2 weeks at least. You guys make this fun, because if nobody was participating, I'd just be here talking to myself. And that's a little sad. So having you guys here specifically and directly, and then now having our audience being reached to New York, California, Florida, Tennessee, you know, Nevada, New Mexico, different places. All of a sudden, now it's starting to feel very community. And that's what we've always chased. That's what we've always wanted. Let's talk about the final standings projections. We're probably going to talk about these every week because this has to be one of my favorite tabs on fantasy football. We have Godfather, who is projected to finish number one. And he is projected to finish number one. On draft day, he had the best lineup, allegedly. And he's still projected to finish number one. I don't know. We're trusting ESPN here, guys. I'm trying to tell you guys, if we could trust ESPN, I would be number one. And you know what I'm saying? Lions fan, draft day was number two. He's expected to finish number six. Nate Peterman's hot dog stand, draft day was expected to finish number three. At the moment, is number 10. The Signs and Sports podcast, draft day number four, expected to finish number two. And if I'm not mistaken, I played Godfather 100 this week. So we're about to find out, baby boy. We're about to figure out what's going to happen. We're about to figure out, hey, big dog, it's about to go. Hey, I'm excited. I can't wait. Like I said, I think I've used the word excited like 20 times already by this point. And we're only 20 minutes in. So, okay. I'm expected to finish number two. Number one, Showtime, Mary Williams. Draft day was number five, is expected to finish number seven. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor. Draft day number six, expected to finish number nine. Who Wants to Smoke? Draft day was expected to finish number eight. Now is expected to finish number five. Oh, I'm sorry, I got that mixed. Who Wants to Smoke? Draft day expected to finish seven. Now expected to finish four. That Team, draft day expected to finish eight. Now number five. Team Gucci, draft day number nine. Now number eight. Rub-a-Dub Chub, draft day number 10, and now number 3. I'm telling you, man, my favorite thing is to be projected to finish last and then just like make the computer look stupid, and all of a sudden that green line is just stretched all the way across the graphic. The best thing. It's the best thing. Okay, so that was the final standings projections. Guys, make sure to go check out DIG on Spotify. Make sure to check out Design I Gifted on Rumble. We put out Sippin' Champagne, the official music video, recently. It has 500 views on Rumble. You guys go check that out. We are going to be dropping the invested music video, the official music video on Rumble very soon. And then we have the nonstop official music video for the end of December. Guys, we got plenty of content coming to Rumble. We got plenty of content coming to Spotify. We got plenty of content on Facebook. You guys keep following us. We're only building. We're only growing. Follow TRUE on Spotify. Follow TRUE on YouTube. And make sure to catch all the good music that is coming out. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's about all for week one. The week one matchup results, the week one coverage of the 3DFFL season two. As you guys know, on the other side of this break, we are going to cover the league. That is my personal fantasy football league. You know, that's DIG's personal fantasy football league. If you guys want to check that out, you're more than welcome to stick around. If you don't, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Thank you, and we'll catch you on the next one. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat, you need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.
What it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there.
All right, guys, we're back. We are going to cover the league, the results, the recap of week one. We are going to cover the four matchups. This one's a little bit shorter. Only 8 competitors. But it's a lot more exciting. It's a lot more competitive. And there's a lot more bragging rights on the line. So let me fix my mic real quick. Okay, so first matchup, we got Strange Animals, the 3-3-D, Trey Signs 0-1, falling to Design Gifted, the 3-D, Darren Signs 1-0, 157-110. Strange Animals had Lamar Jackson with 6.5, Christian McCaffrey with 25.9, Justin Jefferson with 25, Amon-Ra St. Brown with 19. Dallas Goedert with 0. Dak Prescott with 6.3. Jacksonville's linebacker with 13 tackles, 14 points. Bills defense with 7. Jason Myers with 7 points. Design Gifted with 157. Justin Fields, 14.5. Kenneth Walker, 10.7. CeeDee Lamb, 11.7. Tyreek Hill, 44.5. Kyle Pitts, 6.4. DK Metcalf, 13.7. Alex Singleton, Denver's linebacker, 9 points. Cowboys defense with 35. And Cameron Dicker with 12 points. That was week one. Design Gifted, 157. To Strange Animals, 110. Obviously, I'm the best, so I was the highest scoring team in the league this week. Is that true? Yes, it is, because I'm the best. Matchup number two, we had Sleeper Nation 69, and we had Watts on Wax Off, Jose Torres 1-0, 120-90, taking down Marco Cabrera, dropping to 0-1. Marco, he's experiencing those rookie blues. He just recently dropped Brandon Ayuk, lost him to Team Quater Tots. Brandon Ayuk just put 33 points up. And I think he thought that he was going to be able to drop him and just go pick him right back up again. So, rookie mistake, and it happens, especially in year one. Pat Mahomes, 19.5 for Sleeper Nation. Cam Akers, 8.9. Jalen Waddle, 12.8. Mike Evans, 18.6. Dawson Knox, 5.5. DJ Moore, 5.5. Micah Parsons, 5 points. Ravens defense, 12 points. And Evan McPherson, 3 points. Watts on Wax Off, Jose Torres had Daniel Jones with 4 points, Austin Eckler with 26, Garrett Wilson with 14, AJ Brown with 14, Evan Engram with 9, Tony Pollard with 22, Roquan Smith with 18, the Saints defense with 12, and Graham Gano with negative 2. So what I'm taking away from this matchup right here, this scoring and these lineups is a clear indication that JT got lucky. Marco was on him. He was about to beat him had he not made that. I'm just kidding. shout out to JT, bro. We miss you. We love you. You're our boy. That's a friend of the podcast. Everybody knows JT at this point. Matchup number 3, we have Team Quater Tots going up against Team Airing It Out, Notorious Streams, Noe Diaz. Notorious Streams pulling out the win 115-100 against Team Quater Tots. Jalen Hurts 12.5 for Team Quater Tots. Josh Jacobs 9 points. Stephon Diggs 26. Chris Godwin 10. George Kittle 4.9. Russell Wilson 15. The Giants linebacker 7 points. Eagles defense 11 points. And Dan Carlson 5 points. Team Airing It Out, Notorious Streams, we had Jared Goff 14, Bijan Robinson 20 points, Deebo Samuel 11, Calvin Ridley with 24, TJ Hawkinson with 11, Saquon Barkley with 9, TJ Watt with 18, the Dolphins defense with negative 1, and Harrison Butker with 8. Good pickup with TJ Watt, 18 points, I didn't expect that. And the final matchup is the returning champ on his Super Bowl hangover, officially, week 1. Team Bro Dog, 76 points, losing to Team No Fine Please. Joaquin Ramirez taking down Brandon Salinas, 119-76.18. The official Super Bowl hangover has begun for Team Bro Dog. Joe Burrow, 3 points. Derrick Henry, 13. Ja'Marr Chase, 9. Amari Cooper, 6. Darren Waller, 7. Nick Chubb, 16. Nick Bolton, 7. Patriots defense, 7. And Justin Tucker with 5. Team No Fines Please had Josh Allen with 9. Joe Mixon with 10. Devontae Adams with 12. Devonta Smith with 17.7. Mark Andrews with 0. Trevor Lawrence with 17. Zaire Franklin with 20. The 49ers defense with 14 and Jake Elliott with 18. Damn. The back half of Team No Fines Please lineup really did its thing. Trevor Lawrence with 17. Zaire Franklin, linebacker with 20. Defense with 14 and kicker with 18. That's not bad. Still not as good as mine, but hey, we'll give it to him, right? So that's all the matchups so far. That's all the matchups in week 1. Those are the 4 matchups for the league. What we're going to talk about next is we're going to talk about the standings. In the Eastern Division in Candyland, we have JT Torres and we have Team Airing It Out, Notorious Streams, tied for first place at 1-0. And then we have Team Quater Tots and Marco Cabrera tied for third place at 0-1. And in the West, in Boomtown, we have Design Gifted and Team No Fines Please tied for first place at 1-0. And then we have Strange Animals and Team Bro Dog tied for third, 0-1. The final thing we're going to go over, guys, is we're going to look at the final standings projections. This one is going to be my favorite to look at because the ESPN app, Fantasy Trends, presented by Snickers, really did me dirty. Draft day, they thought I was going to finish 8. I'm currently expected to finish number 2. Watts on, wax off. Expected to finish number 7. He's currently expected to finish number 4. Sleeper Nation was expected to finish... Oh, I'm sorry. Team Airing It Out was expected to finish 6. Now he's 5. Sleeper Nation was expected to finish 5. Now he's 7. Team Quater Tots was expected to finish 4, and now she is 6. Team Bro Dog expected to finish number 3 and dropped all the way to 8. What happened there? Well, that Super Bowl hangover ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? Team No Fines Please was draft day expected to finish 2 and now he's 1. And Strange Animals was expected to finish 1 and he is now 3. What's interesting is I got Team No Fines Please this week. So we're about to find out, Big Dog, who's going to be reigning at the top of this league at the end of this week. So I look forward to it. And not only on top of the league, but on top of our division as well. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what... I don't know if there's any other big matchups going on this week. I don't know if Watts on Wax... Yep. Oh, okay. Watts on Wax Off and Team Airing It Out and Team Design Gifted and No Fine Please are both going to be competing for hold of the league from their respective divisions. I look forward to next week. The final standings projection, we went over it. The matchups, we went over it. Am I missing something? Other than the fact that, like, Team Bro Dog might be on the most historic Super Bowl hangover that I've ever seen in this platform's history. Definitely. But other than that, guys, like I said, Nonstop coming soon to Spotify. Invested official music video coming soon to Rumble. Nonstop official music video coming to Rumble. Guys, go stream DIG on Spotify. Go stream Design I Gifted on Rumble. And follow me on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted. Follow the page. Follow the group, the True Group. TRUE. Follow Future American Leaders of Texas Facebook page. Follow the FAL.TX Facebook group. Follow the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast page and group. And follow the official sponsor of the show, Mia Made It. Follow their page on Facebook and follow the group on Facebook as well. Guys, we appreciate y'all for tuning in for week 2 of the podcast of the 3DFFL. We can't wait to see how this weekend goes down. We can't wait to see ourselves go 2-0. And come back and talk about it. And we're so happy to have a group of you guys that we can actually talk to. Because I remember last year, we weren't talking to anybody, relatively. And now we're talking to 4 times, 5 times, 3, 4 times, 2 times as many people as we were talking to last year. So, small improvements is still improvements. Small steps are still in the right direction. Thank you. Thank you, guys. That's all I gotta say. Welcome to the 3DFFL. This is season 2. This is your host, DIG. And this is your future champ. So I'll talk to you guys on the next one.
Yeah. I've been staring at the wall for hours with nothing but emptiness inside my head. Standing outside in the rain for a shower, I hope it can wash away all of my sins. I wish I could take this $100, turn it to $1,000 without getting dirty. That's not how it is. If she got a problem, that isn't my problem. Cause I'm still alone when I walk out the crib. And she got a way with the words. But I know that she lying if she finna tell me she love me. Still had the plugs for the work. What the fuck you expect? Thought you knew that they call me a druggie. Tell me she different, but I'm on the feelings. I'm doing these drugs the way I do. While over hoes are missing, I'm still keeping distant. You gotta watch who beside you. Still smoking something they smell from a block away. 7-Up dropping 4 puffing lava cake. Asking me questions about shit I don't wanna say. Say he need him a verse, but don't wanna pay. Straight to the money like pronto. I delay. She don't scare her just like how my mama say. Still in the mix, only difference I'm out the way. Exotic smoke in the air all around the way. Still in the city that raised me. Don't fuck a fugazi. It's the fuck you pay me. I'm still the same. In my head on the daily, yeah, easy with smoking, but really the pills let me numb the pain. Back in my head, I can't throw it away, so I'm taking my time with this music. Ball up a fist when she tell me she hate who I am, but I'm working on making improvements.
Tryna make it make sense, probably won't ever will though. No couple who still mean is getting pills. No couple who broke it on me, they ain't real though. From where I'm from, you don't know how I feel.
When they give you, they look like you never belong. Now I got them jamming all of my songs. A couple new women all over my phone. I've been thinking too much, I just leave it alone. I can't show you no love anymore. I'm just trying to be proud of myself when I see my reflection. I know that you think what I am isn't really what's me. We just moving in different directions.
directions. Usually betrayed by who tell me they love me. It's something I shouldn't be used to. Trying to stay off the drugs, but I'm used to them. Too familiar, it ain't nothing new to me. How the fuck can you tell me to do what I'm doing if you never did it? We couldn't relate. How you gonna tell me I'm wrong to be moving the way that I'm moving and we not the same? Last that I checked, I was still on the numbers, so I'ma just focus on letting this pain. Do all of the talking for what I've been feeling. I really ain't worried about making a name. They already know. They let me in, I might fuck one and blow. They don't want me go to get off the ground. I guess they forgot I've been full of the smoke. Purple flowers, bitch, I'm high as a crow. Say a prayer, then I get up and go. I got feelings that I can't ever show, but I never said that I was letting it go. Ayy. I'm still in the city that raised me, don't fuck a fugazi. It's the fuck you pay me, I'm still the same. In my head on the daily, I ease it with smoking, but really the pills have me numb the pain. Back in my head, I can't throw it away, so I'm taking my time with this music. Ball up a fist when she tell me she hate who I am, but I'm working on making improvements.
Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. Coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. Talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding. Signs in Sports, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency.
The Realest Underground Entertainment. TRUE. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. True. The Realest Underground Entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, The Realest Underground Entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D.I.G., J.B., Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get with the times and we got to get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered. Get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.